This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
So I got this new shirt, you know?
Yeah.
And it's I'm discovering it's a zipper on the front of it, and I'm discovering, you know, I didn't know these shirts had all these kind of holes and different rabbit trails you can go down.
That's a pocket?
Look at that thing. It goes way back. I'm Napoleon. Look how far I can
stick. You got one on the other side, too?
Look how far I can stick my hand in the front of my shirt.
That's a concealed carry.
What do you
carry?
Well, you could stick a gun in there. Look at there.
You could, but, I mean, people are going to – it's not going to be concealed much.
Well, true. I don't know. What did you say now?
Can you put your hand on the other side?
Well, you got a pocket right here. I don't know. I mean, you could
now
actually,
that is the weirdest thing, that side pocket.
Well, yeah. It's a fishing shirt, so you can put your
Ronco
pocket fishing pole.
Popeil pocket fisherman
in there.
You don't need a backpack. You just put everything in your shirt to go camping. Huh? Put your tent right here.
Maybe that's for an iPad. That is a pretty good.
Look at that thing. Anyway. All right. What do you call this shirt I have on today?
They're kind of like a fishing shirt. I don't know. There's probably a name for it.
You're listening to Today's Issues. This is Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We're taking your calls so you can answer our trivia question, one of our trivia questions, or ask your own. We prefer that you ask and answer our trivia questions here on American Family Radio. You can send us an email at this address, comments@afr.net. And you can watch the show on Facebook if you'd like to. Watch the show on Facebook. Just type in Today's Issues. We also have a YouTube page. So let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. And then we will get back to the calls.
I'm kind of surprised this first one has not been answered. This is pretty easy. From what word does the word vibe come from? I'm just feeling the vibe. What's the origin of that word? Second question. Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett were contemporaries. In other words, they lived at the same time. Is that true or false?
He was a man. He was a big man.
He was a big man with an eye like an eagle, man. I'll tell you what. All right, third question. How many nations are represented in the United Nations in the UN? And I'll give you within five if you can answer the question. All right, that's what I got.
Here's what I've got. I'm surprised that all of these weren't jumped on quick. Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what famous dam? Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam? Second question, Jubilee, Moon and Stars, and Crimson Sweet are varieties of what popular produce? Third question, true or false? The pupil in the eye of an octopus is rectangular. Is that true or false?
The only question I have left is, what are the most popular four vegetables in the U.S. in terms of consumption? What are the most popular?
I know it's not on it.
Four vegetables.
I won't say.
Yeah, don't say because you'll be a process of elimination.
I might just be a complete weirdo.
Yeah, well, that's questionable. But I don't think so. But, I mean, some people.
That I'm a complete weirdo or that I'm a weirdo at all?
I don't agree with everybody on that.
Okay. Everyone else.
Let's go back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. We sure do. We go to Florida, and Joan or Joanne is on the line. Which one is it, Joan or Joanne?
It is Joan, and I can't believe I got through.
Well, listen.
It's your lucky day.
Welcome, Joan.
Yeah, I wanted to answer the one I want to ask, and my grandson wants to ask one I wanted to answer. But did someone already answer the language question?
Yes. What would you have said?
I would have said Arabic.
Oh, okay.
That's a good. That's probably top five.
That is.
I would say.
A good guess too.
Okay. In the world.
What was the third one?
It was
Hindi. Hindi, because there's a billion people in India.
In India. I thought about that, too. But, okay, but that's surprising to me.
Don't feel bad, okay. Joanne. I had Pig Latin, and it wasn't even on the list.
I know. I thought about that one. I said, well, maybe I should say Pig Latin, like he said. Okay.
All right, what's your question for us or your grandson?
Another one. Well, what about the vibe one then? Maybe I can answer that one.
Okay, well, here is the question. From what word does the word vibe come from?
Does it come from vibrate or vibration?
It does. Vibration.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good job.
Nice.
That's why Tim said that's a Beach Boys song, mm-hmm. Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations, so. It is. Good vibe
oh,
is
good.
Not, though.
Good vibe. But that's what it comes from.
Good vibe was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, good.
I think Pontiac's got a car named Vibe. Hmm? I think Pontiac has a car named Vibe.
That's just all the time.
Okay. Okay.
Now, can my grandson ask the
He
question?
Sure can.
Sure.
Okay, his name is Miguel. Here he goes.
Miguel.
Hey.
Hi, Miguel.
Hey. I got a quick question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Five arms, six heads, three eyes, and two noses. What am I?
All right, so go a little more slowly. You got five arms, what?
Six heads, three eyes, and two noses. What am I?
Oh, man, I'm so bad at riddles. Wow. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves a little bit here, Miguel, so don't say yes or no. You guys have any clue
All
on
right.
this? Five arms,
Starfish
six
has got
heads?
Five arms, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you got all of them. Get three eyes
what
and two noses.
What about that thing under 20,000 leagues under the sea?
The giant squid?
That thing.
A potato has a lot of eyes, but they don't have very many
Mr.
arms.
Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah. I think we're stumped.
I think we're stumped.
I think you got us, Miguel. What's the answer?
A liar.
A what?
A liar.
Liar.
A liar.
Explain that really
yeah.
to us.
Because you just lied that you had a bunch of stuff.
Oh, okay. That you had a bunch of heads and arms.
Yeah, clever.
That is clever.
He stumped us.
A liar.
And tricked us.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
And
made us look bad.
That's okay.
Have a good
Miguel,
weekend.
It doesn't
Miguel,
take much to make yeah, us look bad. Yeah. So, anyway, Miguel, you and Joan, both of you have a great weekend, all right?
All right.
Okay. Same. A liar. All right. I have to remember that.
Liar.
Shall we continue?
Pants on fire.
I don't see why not. Shall we
continue? Yeah, you've answered your own question.
Yes, let's continue. We go to Mississippi, and Colleen is on the line. Colleen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll answer one, and then I'm going to make a comment.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it's encouraging and we come out looking good.
It's about one of the questions.
Okay.
It's nothing ugly.
Okay, all right. What question would you like to try to answer?
Celebrity and moon and stars.
All right, here's the question, Colleen. Jubilee, moon and stars, and crimson sweet are varieties of what popular produce?
Watermelons.
Whoa!
What now?
Watermelons.
Oh, watermelons.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
You have won a T-shirt.
Yeah, so what kind of watermelon? I never knew that.
What, I didn't either.
What kind
June
of
and
Jubilee,
stars?
Moon and Stars, and Crimson Sweet. And you know what I was going to put on my question? I was going to say, what popular fruit? And then I thought, I better check and make sure it's not a vegetable.
Is it a vegetable?
And here's the answer. It is both. It is a fruit because it grows from a seed and has a sweet flavor. It is a vegetable because it is harvested like other vegetables and is a member of the same family as the cucumber, pumpkin, and squash.
Huh.
So it's a fruit and a vegetable. So I just went ahead and said popular produce.
You can't plant, squash and watermelons close together because they'll mix.
Yeah, and you can't tell hardly one from the other. They
really?
Look the same when they're growing.
A squash and a watermelon mix? What are they start uh-huh. growing together or something?
I think that's what you're saying. And they look the same.
Oh. No, they don't.
The well, plants. obviously huh? not when they get full
the
grown.
Plants do.
Okay.
What's your favorite All kind right. of watermelon, Colleen?
Oh, I would have to go with a yellow-meated watermelon.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure what the names of them are, but I love the yellow meat.
Boy,
I
this
like
is
the
a,
ones without seeds.
Seedless, yeah. Well, this is a good
Whatever
time.
Kind.
Summertime, having a good watermelon, that makes it seem
so
like
So you got three
summer.
Different kind of watermelons.
No, you got many varieties,
oh,
but those
you?
Are
okay.
just three okay. popular ones.
Sweet what?
All right, the comment
Crimson
I wanted
sweet.
To make was on the produce. I know I'm not going to be right, but I'm going to tell you what Southerners think it is on the produce.
Yeah.
It's peas, taters, maters, and corn in the form of bread.
Did you say corn? Colleen?
Corn in the form of cornbread.
Okay, in the form of cornbread. Yeah, in the South, macaroni and cheese is a vegetable. The question that Colleen is answering is, what is the most popular vegetable? What are the most popular four vegetables?
I'm not answering that.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give it away, but that was fun.
That's right.
That was fun.
Hey,
yeah.
Colleen, you need to stay on the line because you won a T-shirt. Good for you for answering that correctly. And do you have a question for us?
No, sir. I just wanted to say God bless y'all for the work you do at AFR.
Thank you, Colleen.
And
I hope that makes your day that you want a great-looking Learning University shirt.
She knows to stay on.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold, Colleen, and then we'll get your information. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, Colleen calling there from Mississippi. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions for the last time. As the show ends in 14 minutes today, what do you have there, Ed?
I have two left. Here's the first. It's a true-false. Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett were contemporaries. In other words, they lived at the same time. Is that true or false? And then my second remaining question, how many nations are represented in the UN, in the United Nations? And you can get to within five when you try to answer.
Here's what I've got. Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what famous dam? Second question, the pupil in the eye of an octopus is rectangular. Is that true or false?
Last question I have left, the only question I have left, is what are the most popular four vegetables in America in terms of consumption? What are the most popular four vegetables in America in terms of consumption? To the phones.
I know lard is one of them.
Yes. Lard.
Is that a fruit or is that a
vegetable? It can be both.
Yeah.
I told you all the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Technically, tomato is a fruit, which, I mean, it just doesn't seem like it.
Right.
But technically, it is. And they say the difference, knowing that, that's knowledge, and wisdom is knowing not to include it in fruit salad.
That's
duly noted.
All right, back to the phones we go. We go to Oklahoma, and Pete is on the line. Pete, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Or good morning.
How I'm doing. Well,
you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to go for both, and since Colleen got my question I was going for, I'm going for another one.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to go for J.J.'s Lake Mead one.
Okay, here's the question, Pete. Lake Mead is a U.S. reservoir created by what dam?
Hoover Dam.
That's right.
All right.
Hoover Dam. Yes, sir. Have you ever seen that, Pete? You ever been there?
Actually, I drove over it with my semi one time.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
you
would like
drive over that?
Scary, too.
And scary? Yeah,
a long way down.
I would like to see that. I hear that is just awe-inspiring.
So there's a highway that runs on the top of it?
The dam. There's a highway over the dam.
Wow, I guess that would be
I think you
scary.
Used to be able to, but I don't know if you still can. Is that right, Pete?
I don't know about now, but back when I first started driving, they let us in and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think after 9/11 or something, maybe I'm just trying to remember this, that they stopped that.
But I can
see. Yeah, you could drive just drive right across it.
Hmm. All right. What's your question for us, Pete?
Well, I got a little riddle for you, so if you're ready for it.
We were born ready, Pete.
Bring it.
All right. I'm not alive, but I'm one of five, and yet I flew through the air to help in making of a king. What am I?
A drone?
That's Tim's answer. We're all going to come up with our own answer.
A drone. Say it again. Say it again, Pete.
Say it again, Sam.
Okay. I'm not alive, but I'm one of five. I once flew through the air and helped making of a king. What am I?
Oh, that's going to be Michael Jackson. One of five. There's no doubt in my mind.
Listen, I am so bad at riddles. Is
it going to be some kind of phoenix thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm stumped.
I think you got us, Pete. What's the answer?
The stone that flew through the air that killed Goliath to make David a king.
Oh, okay. One of five.
That is
pretty good. Yeah. Did you make that up or have you heard that?
I've heard it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good Bible, a Old Testament riddle.
Guys, I got a quick question for you guys.
Okay.
Is the coffee mug still available, the one that Tim's drinking out of?
Yes, sir.
You talking about the exact one? That's not available.
He's talking
that's
about one
his.
That looks like it.
Yeah.
It's just like it.
He's holding it up.
But it's new. Yes, we do.
Go to afastore.net.
Okay, yeah, I was talking about the blue travel mug that y'all used to give out a long time ago.
Yes, sir. afastore.net. afastore.net. And they are really nice.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to get one in my semi one day.
Good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, did he answer the question?
Yeah,
right?
We answered afastore.net.
Okay.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm having trouble getting rid of calls because these little things keep popping up and covering up the button that I'm supposed to push. So
what are those little things called?
Every time someone posts something on Facebook, these things come popping up over the button I'm supposed to use to.
Unbelievable.
I know. This is a terrible trial for me, Tim.
That's a first world problem right there.
All right, we go to Louisiana. Donna is on the line. Donna, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm actually doing fine.
Where have you been, Donna?
I'm sorry?
Where have you been? Why did it take you so long to get on with us?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well.
I just want to say congratulations to Colleen because it sounds like she beat a few of us to answering that watermelon question.
Oh, is that one you were going to try to answer?
Yeah, the watermelon. That's a good question.
It was. So my son and I are sitting here trying to figure out which one we want to answer. So we're going to try and answer the Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone.
Okay. Question. Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett were contemporaries. They lived at the same time. Is that true or false?
We're going to say it's true.
It is true, absolutely true.
Hey, way to go.
Daniel Boone died in 1820. Davy Crockett died in 1836. Of course, Davy Crockett died early at the Alamo.
That's what my son was saying.
Yes.
And Davy Crockett was actually from, or did a lot of exploits in Tennessee around the Columbia area. Daniel Boone, kind of more through the Columbian Gap, Kentucky through there.
But wasn't, the University of Tennessee is known as the Volunteers, and the Tennessee itself is known as the Volunteer State. Doesn't that go back to Davy Crockett volunteering at the Alamo? I'm serious about
that. Yeah, I don't know, but I know there's a town up towards Nashville, off a little bit, kind of in the Columbia area, and I haven't seen it, but there's a Davy Crockett statue and park, and that he's from there or lived there, grew up there, something, okay. Born there.
All right,
good answer, Donna.
Donna, I tell you what I'm going to do, okay? I tell you what I'm going to do here. We had a listener who a month or so ago bought 8 T-shirts and told us to give them out just as we see fit. So I'm going to give one to you and your son, one each.
Well, you are a blessing.
Wow.
So that takes us to, I think, 6 free T-shirts next week. Maybe we can give those other 2 out. So when we are finished with you on the phone, do not hang up, and we'll put you on hold and get your information, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. But we do have a question.
Okay, that's fine.
We wanted to ask
yes.
A garden you may know this, but what is the most mentioned vegetable in Scripture?
The most often mentioned vegetable in Scripture. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Donna. Don't say.
I'm going to say apple. Wait, oh, vegetable.
Yeah, it's not apple.
Because you have apple. And
oh, I see.
Everything. Yeah.
Is zucchini even in there at all?
I don't think zucchini. Huh? Zucchini is.
It's not a Hebrew. That's not Hebrew. There's no Hebrew origin for that.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, so guys, what's your guess?
I'm trying to think when.
Oh, maybe beans, lentils, or something like that. What do you think? Hmm. Are we just talking about the lentil? The guy who stood in the bean field.
His name was Lentil.
No, it was. But it was a bean field, and I think some versions say lentils. So
okay.
Yeah, let's go with beans.
All right, we're gonna go with beans.
You got
Donna.
Oats and wheat and a lot of that, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
Now wheat is that considered a vegetable?
Donna, is wheat considered a vegetable? It's a grain. I know that it's a grain.
Yeah.
All right, well,
let's go beans.
We'll go with beans. We'll go with beans.
Okay. Unfortunately, from what we're reading, that's not the correct answer. The correct answer is lettuce. Let us come together and praise him.
Okay. Very sneaky.
Donna,
very sneaky.
We're going to have to take back your shirts, Donna. Sorry about how that works.
All right, Donna, thank you. Excuse
That's
me.
Good.
Thank you for calling. And good job. You and your son answered correctly. And I'm going to put you on hold and get you your information for T-shirts, okay?
Looking
Y'all
up,
are incredible. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right,
thank
you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Tennessee, I looked this information up. I was wrong. Tennessee had the state of, has had several nicknames, but the most popular is a volunteer state. The nickname originated during the War of 1812, in which the volunteer soldiers from Tennessee serving under General Andrew Jackson displayed marked valor in the Battle of New Orleans. So,
okay.
So it goes back to the War of 1812. And
good.
The men of Tennessee serving under Andrew Jackson, who himself was from Tennessee.
All right.
And while we're adding stuff, when you said the listener purchased some shirts to give away as we see fit. In Hindu, as we see fit, the word for that is willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly.
We're trying to learn some folks some things.
Yes, we got time for one more.
All right. All right, we got one more. So we go to Illinois, and Dana is on the line. Dana, welcome to Trivia Friday, but we are up against the clock. So do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Can I do both?
You can. Has to be quick. Which one do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try to answer the vegetable one.
All right, Tim, I think that's
okay,
yours.
What is it? What are the most popular four vegetables in America in terms of consumption?
I'm going to say beans, carrots, potatoes, and onions.
I think you got three of the four. I'll go ahead and give the answer since we're out of time here. Potatoes, number one.
Okay.
Followed by lettuce.
All right.
Lettuce, pray.
Oh, I had that down, too.
Onions and tomatoes.
Oh, all right. Good.
Potato, number one. And lettuce, number two. Onions, three. And tomatoes, four.
Oh, all right. You got three out of four, Dana.
What's your question for us?
It's actually a riddle. And I'm going to say it really quick because I know you guys are almost out of time. Okay. The man who builds it, sells it. The man who buys it, never uses it. And the man who uses it, doesn't know it.
A coffin.
Know what it is.
It's a coffin.
Yes.
Wow.
JJ. Yes, sir. Where'd he go, teammate?
That's a morbid question to end on. But say that again real quick, Dana.
Well, the one who builds it, sells it. The one who buys it never uses it. The one who uses it never knows it. What is it?
All right.
A couple.
All right, Dana, thank you so much. All right, guys, we got to give our answers. How many nations are represented in the United Nations? 193. That's all I got.
Pupil in the eye of an octopus is rectangular. True or false?
I'd say true.
100% true.
Okay.
And boy, getting contacts, it is a bear.
It's a bear.
All right,
and you don't have any questions left, do you?
Sweet girl at the counter, it starts with her, and then the guy in the back that's cutting those contacts and trying to make those fit for the octopus.
That's tough.
It's a hassle. Yeah.
Now, squid is round, but an octopus is rectangular.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, everybody, for playing trivia with us today. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you back here on Monday.
Go Dogs!